views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome, everyone, to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. And today, our guest is already in the line, and I can hear your mic's moving just crazy pants over there, my guest. I can hear you moving around. I just wanted to let everybody know that's listening today that today's show is it really will change your life. Our guest is actually a life changer, and it is all about living a better way. And this is living a better way, this is being a better way, and this is experiencing life a better way. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my guest here, Robert Moore, is who we have. And I'm just going to say hello. Hello, Robert. You're already with us. I wanted to say hi to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I wanted to bring you right on, actually, as I share with people a little bit just who you are, because, wow, you're so many things, and you're do so many things for other people. But the thing I'm most excited about you and sharing about you is you've come from, like, completely, and I mean completely rock bottom, where people would, like, when they think of the worst thing that could happen to them, that's where you've been. And you've skyrocketed your way out of there. And just the fact that you were once there and now you are no longer there, and that you're shiny and happy and empowering people, this is so important to me to share about you, with what you're going about to say and everything, because anybody, no matter where they are, at whatever level, there is a better way. So let me tell you about Robert. Robert J. Moore is a therapist, international speaker, life coach that has impacted the lives of many through the work associated with his international award-winning best-selling book, From Rock Bottom to Success, and The Better Way Formula, is it Principles for Success. This success story has impacted the lives of over 30,000 people through an emotional tale that provided insights on how to determine one's worth and create a life worthy of joy and success. Robert's been interviewed by magazines from around the world, national TV programs, radio shows, and also been invited to speak on world-class stages in Florida, Arizona, London, England, and all across Canada. But not so long ago, Robert was totally destitute. Homeless, I want to cry already thinking that. Homeless and alone, he had alienated his friends and family with his delinquent behaviors and had nowhere to turn. He thought his journey was over and his path was a dead end until a miracle happened. Robert has done what historically very few people have been able to do: come back from a long history of drug and alcohol addiction and a life with no purpose, no education, and no hope. Since 2005, Robert has completed educational programs ranging from social service worker, addictions diploma, and a bachelor and master's in psychology. So today, Robert is living abundantly with proud accomplishments and educational credentials that have left others in similar past situations utterly inspired and determined to work with him. Robert's latest transformation coaching program, The Better Way, focuses on helping individuals with creating opportunities for themselves to develop empowering behaviors and ultimately shape their lives towards better outcomes. Robert is proof that there is, in fact, a better way. So, oh my gosh, I had to read that whole thing. I really did, because it's all so important. And oh, your story is just intense and crazy pants, and I'm so happy that you're here. So let's just let you say, like, because I just talked so much. I just want you, what would be your most amazing outcome for today, from today's show, from what you could share with us today?
My overall outcome?
Yeah, your desired outcome. What are we going to do this show?
I just want other people to realize that being at rock bottom is just the start. If you want to get out of it, you got to put your mindset together and make it happen. Use your vision.
So let's start there, actually. So when people are at rock bottom, and like you even said it, I read your thing there, you have no hope. How do you make a decision to even...
There's always one person that believes in you. You just have to run with that person. I had one person believe in me back then, and that led me to where I am today. He gave me an ounce of hope, which gave me a bucket of vision.
Aww.
Right? And yeah. I just moved along with it. I learned how to navigate through all the obstacles. If you start dealing with the obstacles in your life, you start dealing with the emotions in your life that are suppressed, and you get to know them, put new identification towards them. This is what I do with entrepreneurs with anxiety, communication, and I also deal with them to help them out with their better communication skills, with their relationships, transforming their lives and their thoughts, ultimately their life. Because of the fact that entrepreneurs seem to have anxiety when they go in, they put too much on themselves, or they get overwhelmed, mm-hmm. or they lack of confidence in what they're doing, they can't achieve their goals. These are people that already look successful, but behind the scenes, you know the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm the better way coaching.
There's a better way. Because, well, running around with overwhelm is, right, you're just scared. You're afraid. You're afraid of all kinds of things. And we brought up something about self-worth. I keep going back to, because I really want people to relate to, like, describe what homeless really means, because in your situation, like, everybody feels a different way that they're destitute. So when you say rock bottom and homeless and addicted to drugs and alcohol, what do you mean homeless? Like, did you have nothing?
I was actually living on the streets for 7 years. When I say streets, I do not mean sleeping on someone's couch with a blanket and a pillow. I mean, literally living on the streets, using the snowbank to actually cover me up to keep warm, or stealing clothes from someone's laundry that didn't fit, that I'd have to stretch to keep warm and put it on me. And literally, I wasn't on people's couches or nothing. In and out of shelters once in a while just to get refreshed and get a couple of good nights sleep and that, but that's about it.
That's hard times. So that was something that you had your choices led you there, or did you, obviously your choices led you there, doing that. What were your choices that led you to that kind of life?
When I was, simply put, when I was 12 years old, my dad came in and told me, and my brothers, hold on, excuse me. My dad came in and told me and my brothers that my mother that was there was not my biological mother. Well, that hurt me because I was always calling her mom. I was always respecting her as mom. And it made me feel like, well, she didn't love me. And this is the reason why I'm always getting myself in trouble now. I'm always grounded in that. So needless to say, when I was 18, I was 17 years old, pardon me. When I was 17 years old, I got into a beautiful relationship with a person. This relationship led into another child, my second child being born at age 20. But when she was born, all of a sudden, she died in my hands with an epileptic seizure. So that led into thinking that, okay, well, a relationship is definitely, don't want to get into another one, because I felt that people were, you get close to them, all of a sudden they leave you. Mm. So it put a damper on me.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So
that's a heavy one, because you have all these almost like proof to you that your self-worth is not that valuable. People are leaving. You must not be valuable. Like that's a heavy thing to have inside of you.
Well, it was part of the escape route, a reason. It gave me a reason to use, right? And that's because I was already at 13 years old. I've already guzzled down OV and the old stubbies, and boy, that tastes like sandpaper back then. But it's true though. I mean, when you think of it, I was escaping, suppressing all my emotions because I didn't know how to express them. Mm. My stepmom would actually give me, I'd get grounded or I'd be in trouble because of the fact of she would actually, I guess she took a bit of anger out on me. I wasn't her real child, and her real child my stepbrother would actually get away with a lot more than I did.
Right.
I've seen that. So when that actually happened, it allowed me to suppress how I was feeling and not go to her, you know, and specifically talk to her about things. So I just basically held all my emotions in.
Okay. So, and this is an important part of the story because there's so many people that they might not have recognized that perhaps their life is going the way it is because of how we're brought up and how we react and how we, you know, suppress every kind of feeling. So once you're out and about, like, so this is, you're now in your 20s and you've made the decision that you don't have that much self-worth and you're not believing in yourself. And then but you still kind of, were you okay then? Were you hanging on to life at that point?
At that point in time, what happened was the only thing going through my head was that when this all happened, I felt hurt, lost, lonely. I did not know how to talk about it. I started to drink a lot more. I knew the right then and there successfully that I had nothing to do with the relationship because, like I said, it felt like abandonment, mm-hmm. right? So after a period of time feeling sorry for myself, after years of feeling sorry for myself, I decided I wanted to become someone.
Oh.
And I moved to a new town to get clean and sober, which I knew nobody up there, not a soul, just went to a treatment center and went up there and went from there. So once I became clean and sober, I was overwhelmed with my emotions because I didn't know how, they were all starting to thaw out.
Mm.
Now I didn't know how to deal with them.
That's a good word. Yeah.
You know, so... they're all starting to, well, basically they're surfacing, right? So how do you deal with something surfacing that you suppressed for so long with drugs or alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
So I said to myself, wow, what am I going to do with my life? Mm-hmm. I felt becoming close to someone would only have them be taken away from me.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to deal with the emotion of that. And then at the treatment center, that's when I first seen the movie Rocky.
Oh,
you know, yeah. The movie Rocky. Here's a guy, you're watching a guy on Skid Row becoming a person who achieves goals that mean something to him, not to others, to him. That's the key ultimate word here, to him.
Damn.
But otherwise, when people are doing something successfully and it means that their goal is mean something to them, we should not listen to all these other people that say, listen, you know what, that goal is not going to get you anywhere. It doesn't mean anything to them. It means something to the person doing it. So that I want to stress that out.
Yeah.
And it was like I got hit with an epiphany to educate myself and become someone who could help others. So years later, guess what? I did it across the stages to receive another diploma, as you read off, a degree or a certificate, as you read off in there, right?
Yes. Yes. So. I know you're educated. Like, so that was one thing you definitely recognized. You said, I need education, and we gather and get our education so many different ways. But at this point you really, that meant a lot to you. You want to get a degree, a certificate. And also you chose the areas to study, which would help you in your life, psychology.
Yeah. Well, wait till you hear the rest of this.
Ooh, all right.
Now this was not easy. As all the schooling, I actually did all the assignments I did, I struggled with all together because, truthfully, anger, communication, emotions, this root played a big part in changing my behavior. Now, the reason why is because all the assignments I did, all the essays, everything I did was based off something I was struggling with in life.
Yeah.
So, say I was doing, like, my thesis for my master's was my anger management. So I did the thesis for that, and what happened is you're learning how to overcome that at the same time because of the fact that you're being critiqued by the instructor.
Right. Oh, you were clever.
All my assignments were that way, right from, you know, a social conformity all the way up, right?
Right. Yes.
So my experiences of this actually brought me back to when I was 12 years old and my dad told me that my mother was not my biological mother. Right. So it brought me back to that experience. So my experience of this was my parents did not love me and wanted to punish me for something. I don't know why. But I realize now that, in fact, they did love me because they're raising us boys, putting food on the table, clothing on our backs, and helping us out with our schoolwork. Right. I did not need the alcohol or the drugs to see clear about the truth about the situation, as this moment of realization was very strong. I appeared like Niagara Falls, allowing it to miraculously receive this sense of comfort and feeling like a weight was lifted off my body. You know,
with that, I think the huge thing that you said there was you were able to see clearly like those and dive into those emotions without these crutches, without the addiction.
Yeah.
And the thing, like, why do you think that we are so, it's so nice to see clearly. Look at the result you just had. The weight was lifted off. You saw clearly. It feels good. Why do you think we suppress them? Because it just sounds like suppressing. So it's so painful and it ruins our lives. Like, why do we seem to always go there?
The thing is, when we deal with emotions, we deal with uncomfortableness. We deal with suppressing. When we start flying things out, we don't know how to identify them because what happens is we condition ourselves to believe that they're negative. We condition ourselves to believe that they're the wrong way to go. Mm. So say someone's handing you $50 and you're already known as a thief, hypothetically. So now you go tell your parents, okay, well, hey, I just got $5 from this person here or 10 bucks from this person. And you're 15 years old. Now they're sitting there saying, well, who'd you steal it from?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you can't tell them no different. And they're going to ground you until you tell them a name.
Oh, no.
And that's exactly what happened in my life. I was caught stealing so many times off so many people when I was young that I couldn't tell the truth because I couldn't tell the truth because if I told the truth, they would make me put out a lie in order to hear different things.
Right. You ruined your reputation.
Yeah. So I'm in that. So what I did was when I got sober and clean,
mm-hmm.
I literally stopped talking to my family for over 2.5 years.
Oh, okay. That's huge.
One person in my family.
Okay. I have so many questions. We have just about 30 seconds before commercial, but that is something I absolutely need to touch on when we get back because that must have been, first of all, super hard and super easy because it's something you needed to do. But I do want to go into and talk about how do you remove people from your life when they are that close, but you know they're destroying you. So when we come back, that's my question.
Good enough.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back with Robert Moore, phenomenal man, author, speaker, coach, everything, and just everything about a better way. Before we went to commercial, this is such an important question, and I find it to be probably one of the hardest. And I'm so excited that you're here right now and did this, and so you can answer from experience. A lot of us are we recognize that we want a better way, better life, but we also recognize that perhaps the people at our work that we, you know, we have to go to work every day, the people in our, we're in a relationship, our family, these people are actually holding us back, or they're challenging us, or they're, or even supporting the habit that's not a bad habit. How do we recognize that we need to remove them and remove them completely? And then how do we have the courage to do it?
So what you were talking about right there was called enabling, enabling other people, right?
Yeah.
But my family wasn't doing that. I was kind of introverted, angry. When I was angry, I was angry at the world because I didn't like the way I was feeling, but I blamed it on everybody externally.
Okay.
So my parents and everybody else really didn't want me around anyways.
Oh.
I've lost a lot of my friends, but it was like I was trying to be codependent at the time because I kept trying to call them all hours and day, all hours and night. The friends that I was hanging with, I felt that I needed to be around them for their extra support to feel sorry for myself, I think. So needless to say, when I went to go get the help, and I was actually kicked out of the first two treatment centers I was actually in because I didn't want to follow rules. I was so conditioned to behave the way I was that I didn't actually look at the way I was living and the way I was expressing myself. I came up with a system, with the EBO system. It's called the Emotions to Behaviors and Outcomes.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, I use that regularly now on how I deal with things.
EBO, Emotional Behaviors and Outcome. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody has an emotion, right? And the behavior that goes along with it is how you react to it, and the outcome is how people see you doing things.
Oh,
I have that actually on my Facebook as a free gift to people, and I also I hand it out regularly to people.
Because there's a lot more to that. Like, I've read it. And we can actually go into it a little bit, too. I'd love that. But thank you very much for sharing that. So it is on your Facebook if you were to pop over to Robert Moore, M-O-O-R-E. And it's Robert J. Moore.
For Robert J. Moore, yeah.
J. Moore, yes. And you can have that because this is actually, I would like to talk a little bit about that because two things. First of all, you said that you were choosing that, like, creating that codependent relationship and you just didn't like the way your life was. So everybody made you angry and you also needed everybody. And I think that that is the way a lot of people would find themselves living that life. And how do they, so just like, because I want to wrap that question up is, do they need to use the EBOs, the emotional behavior and outcome, to look at and say, wow, this is what I'm doing because of these people and these people are influencing this way, and then make a decision to have a better life and just change it?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you want to be able to change, right? You want to be able to not live the way you're living.
Right.
That's the first step.
Okay.
You can't move forward if you don't want to change. You just say, okay, I read it. Well, big deal. You got to have an open mind a bit. You got to be willing to take some extra guidance, some help. I know it's very hard because we're so thick-headed and we're at the time we think we know it all. But I'm going to be honest with you. I was there and I did not know nothing. The more I get into recovery, the more I deal with the stuff I'm dealing with, I realize that I got a lot more to learn.
Oh no. Well, this is good though. I mean, but it's heavy. It's yes. Thank you for being so humble to share that too. A lot of people can't get there to say I've got a lot more to thaw and then deal with. So they recognize an emotion like anger. So they've got that emotion. They go, okay, this anger, their behavior now is maybe not showing up for appointments, or like in your case, you left the first two programs you got into. And then looking at the outcome, it was like, you're still not getting that better thing. So you got to keep going forward.
See, an emotion could cause the bitterness of anger. There's three ways of looking at it. It's called choresis. We might get angry. Choresis is when you punch something, like punch a wall. All of a sudden you're releasing that energy right then and there. But the problem is, later on the next day, you'll have two problems. Now you have a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And now you still have the situation that you haven't dealt with because you released it at the time, but you actually didn't release and deal with the actual situation that comes upon.
Right.
So you have to actually look at, I'm the kind of guy, I deal with the rawness. I don't deal with surface crap, because I'll tell you right now the reason why is because next week, if I deal with surface stuff, someone's going to come back to me and say, Robert, you know, hey, I'm still feeling the same stuff. Well, it's because they actually didn't get to the rawness of it and change that behavior where it actually began. Mm-hmm. And I get right deep and do that with these entrepreneurs that come to me and they tell me, look, I want to deal with the anxiety. I teach them ways how to deal with it. I also teach them ways how to deal with their anger and communication. and lack of confidence and stuff like that.
So, yeah, actually, yeah, and what you're talking about right now is actually you've created a coaching system called the Better Way Coaching. Yeah. And I was looking at that earlier, and I want to read this just to let everybody know what this is, because this is what we're exactly talking about. It says, the Better Way Coaching empowers entrepreneurs to overcome their emotional challenges, to have greater ability to deal with anxiety, build better confidence, and have greater communication within their relationships. You'll then gain the skills to learn how to harness your personal power in ways that will transform your thoughts and ultimately your life. And so that is what the Better Way Coach is. And you have all these tools and ways of doing this. But I love what you said. It's about going into the rawness of it.
You have to get in there and identify the situation and the issue before you can actually move forward. The reason why I call it the Better Way is because, first of all, it is the better way that I found to get out of the rut I was in. Mm-hmm. Second of all, it's easier to say, I can't just say, okay, well, hey, you know, I'm a registered therapist, registered counselor, which I am. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, if you start saying that, oh, I'm going to go see my therapist, how's that going to look for you as an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
So now I put myself I utilize all those skills and put it as a life coach. Mm-hmm. And I use the label life coach now, or a business coach, to help people get over their emotions that are entrepreneurs that are struggling in the ways.
Well, why is it you do? Do you just do this because you just love helping people? Do you have
passion? It's a passion. I've been there. I know how it feels. I hate to see people go through resistance. Right? They go through a part of their life. They limit their abilities, thinking that they can only. I was there, thinking that I can only affect those people that have already exhausted their money. And that's what I was receiving, all the people that exhausted their money. So limiting beliefs for me was, I'm keep gathering people with no money.
Okay.
So now it's called, you know, part of resistance at the same time, right? Because you're resisting the fact of moving forward. It's holding you back. So I see entrepreneurs, they go in, they can't actually climb the ladder and go further because some of them have anxiety to get up and speak. They can't speak in front of large crowds. They can't speak in front of 5 people or 10 people or 100 people or 1,000 people.
And you certainly don't have that problem because you've spoken in front of thousands of people.
Well, it's estimated, and I'm going to say estimated, but many have talked to me and they told me they think I've actually done double or triple the price of, or the amount of people that I've helped. I'm saying estimation of 30,000. Other people are saying 60 to 90,000. I don't know.
It's just, yeah, thousands. When you were asked to speak in London, England, so you... Where was that? What were you doing? Was that speaking on the Better Way?
No, actually, it was on From Rock Bottom to Success, my third book.
Ah, yes. Walk us through your books, actually, because your book stories are fun, like how they came about and what you learned.
The very first one, let's talk about the very first one. The very first one, it was From More to Life. There's More to Life, pardon me.
I love that.
My last name, Moore, Robert Moore.
Mm.
So
that's
Robert J. Moore, the author. So I used There's More to Life. But the problem is that was really, really raw. First book ever written. I rushed it. And there was a lot of F-bombs in it, a lot of unquality professional stuff in it.
Oh, gotcha.
So I actually took that one off the market.
Okay.
Then I redid that book and did the second book, My Journey to Addiction. Right. Oh. So I did that one looking at the fact that I wanted to let people know about my addiction. For some reason, that book never went nowhere. I might have sold a couple hundred books and that was it. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I don't know why. Then all of a sudden I started taking Jack Canfield's course. The 10-day transformation I took of his Principles for Success is actually what it was called. And when I did that with another friend of mine, which he actually came up to me when I was doing my very first book signing. I said, Robert, I'd like to learn how to put a book together myself. So I taught him. I said, look, I'm very new at this, but I could teach you. Yes. He became number one best-selling author at that time. I didn't.
Awesome.
Right? I didn't at that time. So when my third book came out, From Rock Bottom to Success, now I've learned through school, you want to attach people to your life. You want people to understand your story. Don't give them the message that you would really give. You want to find out what they want to hear. All right. What helps the people out, what they're suffering with, what they're going through, helps them. So everybody has an emotion, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. from rock bottom success happens to have my life history in it. And I mean my life history, criminal record, everything. The stuff I was doing. But the thing is, every time I talk about addiction, every time I talk about the things I was doing, I put that emotion towards it so you can have a better understanding of that book. Wow. That became number one best-selling right away.
Aww.
And that's the one that allowed me to go to London, England, to pick up the Author of the Year award. I stayed there a week.
Congratulations. So,
yeah, all I had to do was pay for the flight myself. The rest was already taken care of. I'm honored. You know, what a beautiful thing to actually accept. And the funny thing is, you don't have a belief system out there. I didn't have one at this time. I mean, I did, but then it was rocky on this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what do I do? I had a criminal record I've been trying for 11 years to get rid of. I could not do it. I asked for the help from John Howard a year earlier. And every time I'd get a letter, it was like, oh, you have to do this. You have to do that. And I tell you, I had over 30 convictions.
Oh, my.
30. Well, it's a lot of assault charges. I was into the drugs, alcohol. I was getting money any which way I could, robberies or whatever, right? Needless to say, when I put out for the extra help and they phoned me up and said, will you be here in London, England to accept this award or we're going to have to pass it on to somebody else?
Okay.
I said, with my heart, body, and soul, somehow or another, I will be there. The next
day,
I went out and got myself my plane ticket. When I got that plane ticket, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't want no insurance on it, so I could not actually go back in and get my money back.
Ah.
It was a ticket that I had to use there and back, no matter what, going or not. Right? So if I didn't get that pardon by the time I left, I had to forfeit that money.
Oh,
and
my
in my heart, body, and soul, I believed it was going to happen.
You truly did. Oh, my gosh. What a commitment to your faith of that. That is, like, I'm so
Guess
story.
What?
What?
2 weeks before I got to go, I got the letter that I got my full pardon.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Okay, see, okay, and thank you again for being so open and sharing that. Like, you just came right out and said, yep, had over 30 convictions. Like, you know, my jaw did drop. Right off.
Yeah.
But I love that you're sharing that because it just goes to show, like, some people can really, I could look at my life, right? And I don't have any convictions, but I could say, oh, this is the worst time that my life sucks. I'll never have a better life than this. But you can say,
okay, when you look at that, I just want to just say something to that. People sit there and say, just like yourself, you say, well, I have no convictions, but let's be honest, do you really? That nobody's ever caught you for, you would only know.
Ooh,
you
nice.
Know what I mean?
Yes, that
so
is so
gotta,
true.
It's all about being accountable and responsible for your own actions, right?
Yes.
So when I'm being accountable for convictions, like, yeah, I did wrong. I was hanging with the wrong people.
Yeah.
You know, I did a lot of things. I was in and out of jail for 16 years, on the street for 7 years. To be where I am today, be grateful.
I love the love that you have for yourself. Like, it's so deep and so pure, but it's also very lighthearted. It's just, as a matter of fact, you absolutely have love for yourself, and that highlights your worth. And that's, I think, what is attracting everybody else now. Because remember, you said you were attracting people with no money. And so now, oh my gosh, I know who you're attracting. I can see it all over Facebook.
I could say right now, it hasn't come out on Facebook yet, but I'm going to be the first one to say it on this. Part of the new program that I'm putting together right now with everything included for entrepreneurs is going to be called, like, it's the overhead always will be the Better Way Coaching.
Right.
The underlying of that, like the subtitle of it's going to be Magnetic Entrepreneur.
Ooh, that's right? Very good. Yeah.
Yes.
Magnetic. And as we know with magnets, you know, hopefully you're putting the right way together and it just sticks together.
Well, it's all about attracting the people that come to me. I don't have to go to them. Right. And that's one of the biggest things. I don't have to go to them.
You're existing. You're putting yourself out there so that you're known. I think that's the biggest thing, too, is about stepping into the light. And this is what you're doing. And you're putting it all out there. You're stepping into the light. And that allows for a better way to show up, and then you can kind of just pick which way you want.
So true. I've actually worked with some of the top people. Right now, I'm actually working very closely with some of the coaches with Ted McGrath. Message to Millions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually working through his program to tighten up the stuff that I'm doing, to learn things that just stay in the now, more or less. Because I feel that if we're going to be upcoming and we want to stay in the now, we want to stay with the present stuff that's upcoming, we got to take certain courses in our life. I don't care how far you come, you always need a coach.
Yes.
You know, even Eric Thomas, I joined him. He's one of the 10 top speakers in the world. I joined him just before Christmas and did 3 months with him.
Oh, wow.
I did it. It was amazing.
That's transforming.
One of the guys that right now that did a forward for me, Greg Walker, the big dreamer.
Wow.
He's really up there. I mean, this guy's all over the world doing, you know, speaking here, speaking there. He owns multiple franchises. He's best friends with Les Brown. Les Brown did the forward for him in his book. And I've already told him, I said, straight up forward, I said, you know what, coming this year, get healthy again, because he went through a transaction where he had to lose part of his foot because of a diabetic, right?
And he says,
don't worry about it. He says, hey, there's other people out there that are losing their eyesight. There's people out there dying of cancer. He's doing okay. He says, if I have to sacrifice a foot, then that's so what?
Wow. Now that's a fantastic attitude. And actually, just because we have 1 minute before the commercial, but I want to ask you, I read in one of your interviews that you mentioned, if you look at the four people that who you surround yourself around, like who
right.
are people, and if you look at the top four people you spend the most time with, you could find out what kind of life we're in for.
I could tell them their future.
Their future. Yes, that's the way to put it. Now, I have a question about that. And I think I can squeeze this in before a commercial. And if we don't, we'll do it when we come back. So I'm a coach. So the people I surround myself with are the people who they're in some bad times. Does that mean that I shouldn't, like, meaning how, if you are surrounding yourself with people, like if you're helping somebody with addiction, and you're surrounded by everybody with addiction, drugs and alcohol, like how does that influence your life then?
Well, what I'll do is I'll actually wait for the commercial and keep everybody in suspense.
Oh, yay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this, she even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And we're back with Robert J. Moore, and just enjoying this. Like, I'm so motivated already, and I know that's how we get to that empowerment. I feel like I could do anything. Honestly, right now, I'm like, I can do anything. But then I stop and say, hey, who are the people around me? Because I'm so interested in this answer. Because I, like I said, I coach people. So I used to coach people about weight loss. So I was always thinking, oh my gosh, well, I'm just, you know, maybe I'll have food issues or weight issues if I keep doing this or that's not. But how do you look at the people around you and decide that's going to be like your life?
Well, I'm not a very judgmental person. The people I deal with as in, if they come to me, simply put, if someone comes to me and they want to deal with addiction to that, and they're an entrepreneur and they want to deal with some struggles they're having, I can't be judgmental about them because, you know, here they are coming to me asking for the guidance and the help. So they're bringing themselves to the level they want to be with me.
Right.
So simply put, excuse me, simply put, now, if it's, I can't hang around people living on the street and just have a cup of coffee with them day in, day out, or people playing Nintendo games or whatever they call those games.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't play the games, so I don't really know the names of them.
I love what you call the Nintendo.
It makes me feel old fashioned. But needless to say, if you're going to hang around those people that are not going to take you anywhere, that's exactly where you're going to be, is nowhere. So you give me four of your top friends. So people I hang with, some of them are multimillionaires. Some of them are very much achieving their goals in life and helping other people. And some of them are, you know, some one or two of the people that I don't really hang with, but I talk to once in a while and guide them, are just sitting on their couch watching TV all day, which I don't actually go and have coffee with them because I don't want to fall in that trap where, you know, I'm actually going to be like them.
I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be influenced by the wrong person.
Yes. And that's a big one. That's a really big one because I know I'll go through phases too of my life. It depends on where my friends are, what are they doing? What's going on in their lives. And we all go through those ups and downs. But I like those two things you just said. If you have a look at the people in your life, are they working to achieve their dreams and are they helping others? And
right.
you love to help people. I mean, the one thing, and you love to help children. Like you have a specific message or goal that you're working on right now with different ages of people.
There's a Reviver team coming in, and they asked me to be the behavioral specialist and addiction counselor for that team. The reason why is because we like to work with youth at risk. These are the kids that don't have a chance to go anywhere else, but you know, either delinquent behaviors brought them to jail or they brought them to a necessity where they just have to stay at a friend's house or drink and drug and steal all the time and they're just being convicted for it. Mm-hmm. So we want to show them that, you know, a bunch of convicts that actually got pardons, that actually changed their life around, if we could do it, why can't you do it?
Right. I mean,
here's the way I look at things. I can motivate anybody to come and enjoy my thought. I can motivate anybody. I can also inspire them with a little bit of gifts here and there.
Right.
But the problem is, I don't just do that. I change people's lives. They call me the life changer.
Right. That's enough. That's because you said earlier, it's the passion that you have. It's you want to see so many people succeed at those things. And you don't, not that you don't believe in obstacles, you know they're there, but you believe in people being able to remove and get past and soar.
Well, an obstacle is just another thing that you could just look at and say, okay, well, hey, you know what? This obstacle sounds like to other people that it can't happen. Well, fortunately, if you look at it the opposite way and say, you know what? This is just a minor thing we got to get through, a big deal. Let's get over it and move on.
Right, right.
I mean, I went through living on the street, to having one person believe in me, to having all the success I am today. And, you know, like to have two books that have already made number one bestseller, to go across to London, England, to actually enjoy the fact of being across. Now, this is the best part. Across the red carpet. It was a red carpet event. You had to wear black tie and everything.
Woo!
The exact same spot where Winston Churchill once spoke.
No.
So to be on that stage where Winston Churchill actually once spoke before, to me, was a grateful honor. I didn't care about the award. I just cared about being there.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
so
wow.
And I don't go out of my way to be recognized for right. all these awards.
Yeah.
If you start doing your passion, you start believing in yourself, take away those limiting beliefs, take away those things that are holding you as a crutch, I can guarantee you things will happen. Things will change. For instance, up in Arroyo, Ontario in Canada, all right? I literally got nominated for Order of Arroyo Award, Citizen of the Year. Lieutenant Governors, I've won. Making a change in the community. I've won that one. I've won so many different awards up there. I didn't even know what they were.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I did not know what, Order of Arroyo Award. What is this? I said, so I Googled it. It's like one of the top ones.
You know what's neat is that this is a good thing to know, that you didn't even know about these awards and stuff, because, and it wasn't like you're running out like, oh, I want to get that award and this award. Everybody out there right now listening, when you do your passion, people see you. People, they feel you. People respond to you, and people want to celebrate and thank you for doing that greatness. Just like what just happened to you, Robert. People, you didn't even know they were probably watching you and learning and seeing what you're doing in the world.
You know what? Right now, I can honestly say, even once in a while, I get a lot of emails flooded in through my Facebook and my webpage or whatever.
Right.
People will sit there and say that they're watching me. Like, I'll sit there and say, do you guys want more videos? I try and do that to see. It's called a call to action. I want people to reply to it so I can get the feedback I need.
Right.
That's how I wrote my fourth book. I actually put all the information out there to people. I said, listen, I said, you know what? I struggle with this, this, and this. Right. And then, or I'll say, I remember once upon a time I was getting on stage when I first started my career, that I would actually be scared to be on stage. I felt anxiety. Does anybody else feel like that? Now they start pouring in the call to action, all the stuff that they want to talk about, that they're struggling with. But guess what? My book is called The Better Way Formula, Principles for Success. I took all those principles that everybody else was struggling with, put them in my life, but put it in as like I was going through it.
Right.
That's what made this book so special. And at the end of it, it's got the anger management. It's got the nighttime ritual. It's got some bonuses in this book.
Right. And you know what? That actually comes back to what you were saying earlier. It's about attaching that emotion to what they want. It's not about what we want to say, let's say.
Right.
But it's about what people... And I love that you put that
in. Well, I got a lot of credentials, and I could tell a lot of different things. But you know what? It gets boring very quick if they don't want to hear it. If they're not struggling with it and it doesn't concern them, they're not going to read it. They're not going to deal with it. They're not going to want to be around you. So now you give them something. You show them. Anytime I do a video, and I do a lot of videos on Facebook, and I give away free stuff on Facebook that way, is because, I want people to understand one thing. You start giving away the things for free and start showing people that you have a solution to their problem, they're going to come to you.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. Actually, your videos are fantastic. They're personal. They're for real. They're helpful. And as you said, you keep asking for feedback. And so you're tailoring them to, hey, I've got lots of stuff in my life here. What can I share with you? You're like, you're just right out there. Yeah. Say, how can I serve you?
That's right.
And now you also, I know you have your Better Way coaching program, but you also, do you offer the service that you help people to write a book, or is that just for, because you...
I actually, when I put this book out there, I actually labeled myself as RJM Publishing.
Okay.
I can walk people right through the process right from beginning to end, no matter where you are. I don't care if you're a starving author. I don't care what you're doing in life. If you have intention to do a book, to having a book out there, I help no matter what. You just got to let me know basically what you want to help with, where do you want to go with it, what's your vision with it. If you want to be number one best-selling author, I can get you there. It's not very hard, believe it.
Yes. And with that book, so many people, as I do this show specifically for authors, because and once they've written their book and they've come up with it, maybe they don't hit the top best-selling, just like what you had said, right, with your books. But there can be a better way, and you've found these ways. What are some of the, just on that one, let's give me one to two of the top things that people think they have to do, but they don't really have to do it, or that they, misconceptions about becoming
you
a
want to make sure You want to make sure your title and your cover page is up to times. I see so many people with their books out there, but their books are cluttered with nonsense on top cover. And it means something to them, but doesn't mean nothing to anybody else. I'm sorry. I have to be frank. I have to be solid. Right. I'm a truthful kind of guy. I'm very raw, and I say it as it is.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate that.
And the best thing is, I know it's about any kind of book, is get someone that's made it. Get someone that's made it to read it. Someone like myself. Someone like, Jack Canfield. Someone like Greg Walker.
How do you do that?
Well, it depends. Okay. If someone comes to me and you know, like, everything's for a price. Don't, you know, we got to remember that everything's for a price.
Right.
Someone comes to me, and if I find their book enhancing enough to move forward with it, I would actually do a forward for them. That would actually help move their book to a new direction because of the fact that, first of all, here's a guy that's already made number one. Here's a guy that's already become internationally awarded.
Yeah.
Right? Here's a guy that's recognized for his efforts. And if you're a nobody, even if you are someone that's got the book out for 10 years and your book's not going somewhere, you need to move it to a different direction. So you can revise the book, do a new cover, and have someone do a forward in it. It's not a big deal.
You know what? Actually, you just kind of came full circle there, because by taking your book to somebody, or taking, you know, anything that you're doing in life to somebody who's already made their way, right? That's kind of like surrounding yourself with those top four people of somebody else is achieving their dream. Yeah, I love that. The books themselves and everything, you've written them fairly quickly. I want to say, like, that you've moved through that process really quickly.
Well, it's gotten quicker, and my next one, I want to do even quicker than that.
What's your next book?
Going to be on the business of, I'm actually going to call it, believe it or not, Magnetic Entrepreneur.
Oh, you are? That's awesome. Oh, I love that. Now, did you put that out to get feedback on it ever, or is that...
Not yet. I will put it back out there, but I think it's kind of fizzling my thoughts, so I will put it out there, but I want to do the right feedback. I want to do the right style of it. I'm just not ready to actually point it out there yet.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. So we won't ask people to get that right now anyways. But so the fun thing is that you really do, I want to just announce this to everybody, you do give away a lot of stuff. There's a lot of videos, there's a lot of stories, there's lots of, like, your Facebook page is really like going and chatting with you, kind of. So I want to invite everybody to go there. So Robert J. Moore, and just as you know, he loves feedback.
I do. I love feedback. Second of all, you can also go on the Better Way Coaching. I have a page there. Or you can go on LinkedIn, the Better Way, Robert J. Moore. You'll see Robert J. Moore. You see all my credentials behind it. The Better Way Coaching has also got a business page on there. I use Twitter, but I just bounce everything into Twitter. I don't really use it as a tool. I just connect it with both of my sites and just kind of go with that. The best way to get a hold of me is...
All right. So I just lost Robert there, and we were wrapping up, but he's calling. This is awesome. So let's just do this. Okay. We're merging. We're back. And oh, thank goodness. Hello, Robert. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah. I didn't know what happened there.
I know. And I was like, oh no, we're closing, because, as we still have two and a half minutes here, but, this is the best thing I love. I want everybody to know that your story, and I'm so happy that you shared it, has literally, like you said, rock bottom to success, and you're not stopping. You have way more success to even go from here. What is your next steps? Yes, the book, and yes, the coaching program. What do you want to see for you, for Robert, how you can empower everybody? Where do you see that, the next step?
You know what? I would like to, I'm going to do another book, but dealing with entrepreneurs, but I would love to get around to different parts of the world and speak on stage or speak to actually corporate people if need be, to help them through things. I'd definitely put a program together to do that. It wouldn't be hard at all. All I do is restruct everything. It takes, you know, maybe 2 days and it's done.
I love your complete, that's not going to be hard. I can do that. I just like your
it's not hard at all.
I just, that is such a great positive, like, that attitude right there. That's who I want to give everybody a beautiful, fun challenge. I want everybody to look around at your friends and the people that you're surrounded by and find that one super motivating person, just like Robert, or just like go to Robert's page so you can be surrounded by him. And would you say every day that we should surround ourselves with this kind of thinking before it sets in?
Well, you know what? You definitely have to talk to people daily. It usually takes 21 days to change your behavior. So if you're looking at something, if you want to go to the coffee shop 21 days with people that are like-minded, do so. Get into the team.
Fun.
You know, it's not going to hurt. You ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. The only bad question is the unanswered one that you don't answer yourself. You know, you don't ask.
Right.
You have to ask the question.
Well, you know what? On that note, I would like to invite everybody to ask you a question. And on your Facebook page, go there and comment and ask, or come to my Facebook page, Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, and you can ask a question. I can ask Robert for you. But we are wrapping this up. This is already a better day, as opposed to the better way, because you've been here on this show with us. Thank you so much, Robert. I've just had so much fun talking with you.
All right. Thanks for attending.
Okay, thanks, everybody. So we shall return this Thursday for another wonderful Light on Living episode. And from there, you guys, I'm just inviting you again. Come to Facebook, talk to me, talk to Robert, talk to any of our guests, and you have a fabulous rest of your day, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Bye-bye.